and
Aardvark.
Hey Oddballs, I'm your host Jensen, and welcome to episode 95. This time of year is one of my favorites because it's stormy season, and so it's like spooky without being spooky season. And I love a good thunderstorm too. But I bring that up because today it is cloudy, and it is storming, and I'm recording. And that always makes for some good spooks from you as I record. Maybe you guys are listening to this while it's storming. I don't know. But I'm going to go ahead and get into it today. And you're going to learn about a mythical creature. So here we go. It's
lesson time.
Today's mythical creature is the sea serpent. Sea serpents are fascinating. They're legendary sea monsters from various cultures, often described as large, serpentine beings that thrive in the depths of the oceans. Sea serpents symbolize mystery, transformation, and the untamed forces of nature. If the sea monster or giant snake visits your dreams, it may signify a time of change and transformation. So, do not fear the unknown. And let go of what no longer serves you. That's what this serpentine creature advises you to do. Okay, well, I always pick these at random, and I always feel like they somehow fit into my life every time I read them. Now, I know it says if you see the monster in your dreams, or, you know, like you see a sign or whatever. Well, for me, I just pick them at random, so isn't that kind of a sign? Also, if you're listening to this, isn't that your sign? I don't know. Take it with a grain of salt, do with it as you will, and we're going to go ahead and move on to stories.
This comes from Mama Jennifer.
I have just a few quick ghost stories that I'm going to tell. Before my sister Joni's wedding, she was showering in our parents' bathroom, and I was sitting on their bed. When Joni walked out of the bathroom, I said, "You smell like Grandma Doty." Our mom got this weird look on her face and left the room. When she returned, she had two pillowcases that my Grandma Doty had crocheted, so mom had wanted to give them to each of her girls. She had forgotten about the pillowcases until that moment. Earlier this year, my father passed away. I was changing the sheets on my bed and had gone to the closet to pull out some pillowcases. As I pulled out the pillowcases, I realized they smelled like my dad. So I said, "Hey, Dad." And that was kind of it. Now, this one's not quite a ghost story, but I thought it was. When I was around 4, I watched the TV show Night Gallery. One episode was about a woman who returns home after her sister, a dancer, had hanged herself in the attic. Each night, the woman could hear tapping across the floor upstairs where her sister had died. Why was I watching this with my sisters? I have no idea. Of course, this scared me, which made my oldest sisters, Paula and Pam, laugh. The next thing I remember is being in the tub with my sister Joni when we began hearing tap dancing above us. I remember being scared and crying. I don't remember how they were discovered, but Paula and Pam had run upstairs so they could tap dance above the bathroom to scare us. It worked. So these stories are actually my mom's stories, and I have never personally smelled things before. And she has had two now that have happened in her life of relatives who have passed away. And I just think that that's crazy. I mean, I've heard these stories before, period. But the one of her dad, my grandpa, that one was fairly recent. And I remember her telling me, and I was like, Ooh, that gives me the chills. Obviously, he came to say hi, but she kept trying to say, well, maybe it was something else. Maybe it was this. As much as my mom believes she is also big on debunking, just like me, I don't foresee her smelling her father on her pillowcases because they don't smell like my grandpa. They smell like my parents' house. So I believe that was him just coming to say, hey, you know? But the last one is just hilarious because you think it's going to be a ghost, but then really it's just my mom's older sisters who were completely pulling a prank on their little sister. Like, my mom was 4, okay? I think it's hilarious though. And it's exactly something that I would do to my sister, and hell, I would do it to my mom too. I would even do it at 30. So wait, how old am I? Ugh. Anyhow, we're going to go ahead and move on to the next story.
This comes from Shane.
When I was around 7, my great aunt Rosie passed away. My family had gone up and went to her funeral, and at the end, as we were leaving, I had to use the restroom. I went in, sat down, and all of a sudden I heard, clear as day, a voice that said, "Tell Marilyn she was always my favorite and I loved her." Now, me being young, I did just that. Marilyn is my grandma, and I told her that Rosie said she loved her and she was always her favorite. My grandma looked at me and she said, "Thank you, sweetie." And then we left. When we got to the car, my mom was not very happy with me, because she didn't think that I should be telling my grandma that her deceased sister was talking to her from the other side. So this story was actually from my sister, and I remember this happening because she was so freaked out. And I mean, she told my grandma, you know, like, hey, she loved you and you were always her favorite. And my mom was so pissed. Like, she was not happy with her at all. But my sister, she didn't know any different. And honestly, for my sister, I know it was terrifying for her because, I mean, you're sitting there literally going to the bathroom and you hear this voice that's like, hey, tell my sister this and that. You know, like, at least she's not going to shit her pants, I guess. I don't know. I just think it's interesting. There's always been some kind of spooky little things happening here and there in my family, needless to say. I don't know if we're just a magnet for it or if it quite literally is just family all the time. But either way, I thoroughly enjoy it. And I honestly just recently got back into ghost hunting. Obviously, with the previous episode, I went to the winery. And no, it wasn't serious investigating, but oh my God, it's so weird. I feel like such a weirdo, even though I know all of you guys are my little oddballs. So like, I shouldn't feel weird for telling you guys, because I mean, truthfully, I don't. But it just feels so good to get back out and start investigating. Even if it is just something so small and not a serious investigation, it felt good to just get back into it. And I don't know, I'm hoping this year I can investigate more. I don't know, this year has already been chaotic and we're only in April, so it's okay though. But anyhow, if you guys have any paranormal stories at all, I would love to hear them. And I hope you enjoyed today's episode. And well, it's an odd world after all.
Oddballs, go follow us on It's an Odd World After All podcast on Instagram and Facebook. Also, give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. If you have a story you would like to share, email us at itsanoddworldafterall@gmail.com or message us on one of our social platforms. Don't forget to share us with your family and friends. And check out our website, itsanoddworldafterall.com.